I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Think of last year and think of that f***ing record.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez, what?
Well, that's my fault. I didn't clear that. I thought it. Holy cow.
What is going on with this program today?
Oh, my Lord.
My former teammate, Aaron Glenn.
That is entirely my fault. I apologize.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Well, let's say, speaking of lumber, when we talk about Brady, Curtis has wood.
Preach. I know a lot of people Sean, that aren't that confident.
You've seen me grind on the dance floor.
I have. That takes an unbelievable amount of confidence. Preach.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous.
Wiggy.
Yeah, I'm a huge favorite of black balloons.
Are you with us today?
Not when you're talking about this horrendous Google doll songs.
I'm just checking.
The Bing dolls.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Oh, he loves butt cheeks.
He really does. He loves butt cheeks.
Dan must have seen Greg at Goo Goo Dolls last night.
And Shime.
I think I might have fallen into Aaron Rodgers' stash of ayahuasca.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers. Watching the pass.
WEEI.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill, Greg Hill, go, Greg Hill, show. All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And all, happy Thursday. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning.
Wiggy, hello. Courtney's still out.
Yep.
Yes.
And making sure that she is sharing Instagram stories from her bed watching television so yes. We know how sick she is.
We all know you're sick, Courtney.
Get
some rest.
And Shime is off today.
Is he off?
I think Shime is off today and through Monday,
yeah.
I believe. I mean, but the rest of us are here. A skeleton crew this
morning.
It
is. It would be a good morning, but I got an emergency douche move, and this could take the cake and douche move.
Wow, right, off the top.
Right off
the giddy up.
Right
I was
off
thinking
the bat.
About it. I heard something yesterday. I'm like, what?
All right. I think we could probably could get to that. Do you happen to have the douche move intro, Jackson?
Yes, good.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche. All right. Go ahead, Wiggs.
So I'm driving around yesterday, enjoying the beautiful sunshine that was peeking out for our golf event that I thought was going to rain.
Yeah. No bogeys.
No bogeys. And I hear, it was only two people complaining at the time, when you bring in free food for everybody, don't you think people should be gracious and appreciative of you leaving behind free food for everybody, save you a couple shekels in this inflation era we're living in nowadays?
Yeah, yeah,
well, I heard two people bitching to the high heavens about how bad the studio stinks, and that would be one, Angry Lou and Mego complaining about us leaving free food.
Oh, I didn't hear this. So what happened?
So they were complaining about how disgusting the corner of, because, you know, we have the Tuesday.
Timeout Tuesday. They bring in food. I generally don't eat it because I'm dieting.
Right.
Yes.
No,
so
if you do, you eat it outside the studio, which I think is very conscientious.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
You might not, but guess what? A lot of people partake in it throughout the day. We leave it in the studio for people, or if you leave it in the kitchen.
Yeah, the break room.
That people can enjoy it.
Yeah.
They're complaining about, oh my God, they're so lazy in the morning. This food been sitting in here for 38 hours. We're going to have roaches and blah, blah. They're disgusting. Lou's complaining about, I don't need anybody to bring me free food. I'm good. I don't need food for you to bring. And Mango's like, this place is going to stink. You got hummus that's rotting out. What are they doing in the morning?
I mean, maybe we ought to just, like, when the show is over, take the food out of the studio if nobody else wants to eat
it. But isn't it like us being courteous to everybody else?
Yes. I guess somehow that message doesn't get through.
But how big of a douche move is it that, like...
Well, it's a huge douche move for anybody that works on an afternoon show to call us lazy. That is the cushiest gig in all of radio.
Uh-huh.
Sleep till noon, fart a couple times, read a story, get to work, and you're home for dinner. I mean, what a gig they have. So it's unbelievable to me. There's a trash can. If they don't want it in here, you can throw it in the trash.
Well,
why is that lazy if we leave it for someone else and they don't choose to eat it?
In the Twitch chat, it looks like, and by the way, you can watch this show on Twitch should you choose to. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And it looks like Legacy Kills 378 or what have says you should clean up after yourself. It's very simple. Who wants free food from 6 a.m.? The answer to that is Gresh. Gresh would probably appreciate free food.
Right. There's another show after us. Yeah. There are producers. You know, maybe you don't get, whether it's we have pizza in here. You leave free food. People get it. Who doesn't love leftover food from, let's say, you know, 4 or 5 hours, and you come in here and you go, oh, let me grab a slice of pizza. Man, I haven't eaten all day.
There are people that come in who aren't on-air people who appreciate free food who are kind of noshing on it throughout the day.
Right.
That's been my assumption, but maybe we ought to change the way in which we do it.
So it's not uncommon for Monday morning I get in here and there's Panera salad that's been there since Friday at lunchtime in the break room. That's a drop for the afternoon show or whatever.
Right.
It never dawns on me to be angry at people. I'm like, I just throw it out. Because it's like, it takes 2 seconds. You see, you take the food and you put it in the trash. Then it's over. Or you can spend the whole afternoon stewing about something that you could have solved in a nanosecond.
You know what my mother... It wasn't the whole afternoon, was it?
Oh, it was a long time.
It was a long time.
I was listening to them, you know. It was either that or the fight at Gillette. You know what my mother would say to Lou...
Was it a food fight at Gillette?
It might have started as a food fight, but to Lou and Mago... Listen, stop your bitching. You know how many starving kids there are in third world countries?
Preach.
Be happy that there's some food here if you want to partake in.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a couple hours old, but that's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
You could have cut up some of those nice pita wraps.
Yeah, pita.
Pita wraps.
Uh-huh.
Healthy.
Uh-huh.
Thrown it in the microwave.
Uh-huh.
Heat it up. Everybody know hummus doesn't go bad
for a month or two.
For a while. Throw you some of that off. If you go get some chips from down there, ooh, now I don't have to buy hummus.
Make yourself a snack.
Rather than complaining and bitching about the morning show and how we're disgusting.
What's better than leftovers? I mean, leftovers are better. Sometimes leftovers are better than the actual moment that you bought the food.
Right.
Right. And it's, you know, we're a little bit of a family here these days. You know, we want to give others a little bite or two. If you don't like it, as I said, takes 2 seconds to throw it out.
Huh. All right.
From now on, Gregory, we should come in. We should eat our food, and then we should gloat about how great it was, and then throw it right away so nobody else can eat it.
I have a better idea. Let's come in at 2 o'clock for an Aria food drop. We'll eat it in the studio during their show.
Yes. I like that.
All right. Speaking of Gillette, Is it worse at M Street Beach or Hampton or at Gillette when it comes to fights? Ooh, what's going on? I assume we'll talk about that this morning.
Wilding out at Gillette, man.
Okay, all right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. And if you'd like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We did not end up golfing yesterday, so the first ever Numbnuts Invitational has been moved to next Wednesday.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have a better day weather-wise. And it was out of an abundance of caution, Curtis, just like during the pandemic when everything was shut down.
Well,
we
don't want to get anything wet, especially if there's food out. We don't want it to get soggy.
Correct, yeah. So,
for the people playing after
right.
us.
I think did we give away all of the spots, or are we able to give away another twosome at some point this morning?
Let's go for another twosome.
All right, okay. I think we'll be able to give away another twosome, and we'll do that coming up at 7:20 on today's show. After that, we'll get to the news at 7:30, and Wiggy will be excited to find out what one DoorDash driver is delivering as a side order. Also, coming up at 8 on today's show, what are we doing? And I will say this, Curtis, about what are we doing at 8. What is closing in New York City should never happen in the United States of America. Never, ever happen in the United States of America.
It's not every day where I read a story and it stops me in my tracks, but this story it's just such a sign of the times we are currently living in.
Yes, absolutely. So what are we doing coming up at 8? And the Red Sox front office report with Chaim Bloom happening at 9 on today's show. Which, if you can't listen to it on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com. You can also download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere that you happen to be. The Odyssey app, it'll take you a minute to download it. It's AUDACY to find the Odyssey app. And you can also ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Leeds, today's Leeds coming up in about 10 minutes. But right now, here is my guy, Curtis, and what is trending?
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Greg, all aboard the Sox bandwagon. What a night
right.
in Pittsburgh. The Sox just demolished the Pirates. Down
2-0
early in the top of the first, comes storming back.
Yeah.
3 runs in the second. The rest, as they say, is history. 8-3 win for the Sox.
Yeah.
Rich Hill, Milton Zone,
mm-hmm.
went 5, got the win. And the Sox look for the sweep tonight at 7, right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network. And be sure to tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show with Mutt at 6:05.
And if the Red Sox can just go 36-1 in their remaining 37, then they could theoretically be a wild card team. I think they could do it.
That's not exactly the case, and I would suggest that if you really want to get on board, you start listening tonight. Okay. Mutt, I hear, has a huge pregame show.
All right.
Tune in at 6:05.
I'll be listening.
After 2 joint practice sessions with the Panthers, the Patriots will now get set to take on those same Panthers tomorrow night at Gillette at 7. Over-under on fights in the game, 1.5, Wiggy. Over,
I'm going
under.
In the game, I'm going to go under. There won't be no fights in the
game.
Do
we see Mac Jones Friday night?
I think we should.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
There's
see
no
Mac
way
Jones.
He goes. There's no way he goes. All right, didn't play in the first game, so is technically the second game going to be treated like the old third game used to be? And for everybody who doesn't know, the third game was the closest thing to a dress rehearsal where you played the first half as a starter, and then you played a little bit into the third quarter.
I would assume that's the way they're doing it. I would hope.
Right.
Well, you know, the best preseason game of the 20-year dynasty of the Patriots came 2004, Week 3, in Carolina. It was the rematch of the Super Bowl, and it was a dress rehearsal for the season. One of the best games you'll ever see that meant absolutely nothing. There was, like, legit hate. You had already gone on to Minnesota. You were hazing Brock Lesnar at the time.
Well, they brought him over there because they wanted him on the all-hands team.
Karate chop.
You got a block for me.
And we have a couple huge NBA stories for you. LeBron James, 2-year, $97.1 million extension. He is now going to be the highest earning player in NBA history. That makes sense. And the NBA schedule was released. 2 little nuggets, guys. Yep. Number 1, the Nets got like 10 primetime games. The Celtics have 30 or something like that. That means the NBA knows Durant's out of Brooklyn.
Yep.
So Celtics are going to be playing on opening night against the Sixers and on Christmas Day against the Bucks. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. I'm going to hop in front of the green screen right here. And in Boston, 67 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies, afternoon high in the 80s. We're going to go back to 90 tomorrow, which sucks.
What do you mean that sucks? Yeah, we only have like a couple weeks of summer left.
I am already in football mode.
You are?
Yeah, I want to have a little nice crisp air.
It's so depressing when fall gets here because you know winter is coming.
I hate the fall.
I love the fall.
Yeah,
I love fall, but I hate winter.
I'm a spring guy.
What's the point of waking up when I'm just going to have to go to bed later?
Because you know what happens in the fall, it gets darker and darker, and
you like that.
No, because I know springs. I know our winters, like Greg said, is right around the corner. You know the snow's coming. I love the spring because
he hates snow.
Oh man, I hate snow. What a passion.
The rapper or the weather condition?
And farmer.
And on that note, that weather report is brought to you by the Sunoco Go Rewards app. With the new Sunoco Go Rewards app, when you fuel, you save. So drop what you're doing because rewards come first. Download the Sunoco Go Rewards app to find your nearest Sunoco and start saving today. Sunoco, fuel your best.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Courtney is off again fighting the COVID. And Curtis, you were texting with her yesterday.
She's all in on the Manti Te'o doc, which is sensational.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is such a... I feel so bad for how many shows I was a part of where they showed the Katie Couric interview with Manti Te'o, where he says he's asked if he's gay. I mean, think about that today. It's just normal. Like, hey, are you gay? Like, that was less than a decade ago. And he goes, far from it. Far from it. And we used that drop over and over again, mocking him like, oh, I'm a man. I'm far from it. You know? And this guy was so naive and so sheltered in this very tiny town on the north side of Oahu, and he gets sprung into this situation by an evil person, and it's unbelievable. So we were going back and forth about our recollections of that time, and
you now have the opportunity to essentially repent and ask for forgiveness.
Right, I do ask, dear Lord, forgive me for how I treated Manti Te'o.
So it was just the fact, like when you're watching this documentary, there's no other like real. situation from his side. It's just he was naive the whole time more than anything.
And I know, Wiggy, and I'm with you, it sounds absurd, but if you, they really did a very good job of, they include the Deadspin reporter, they include his upbringing, his parents, the people that were contacting them. The person that was contacting everyone being different people was this same evil transgendered woman, and she is, it's just, they show her recording the voicemail. She was, she's just.
Any reason why she targeted him?
I have no, I think it was
did
jealousy.
Did they know each other?
Yes.
Did anything happen to her? I mean,
no.
Is there anything that can happen? I guess if you're catfishing somebody, is it fraud or anything like that? Or?
I think only if you put out naked pictures that they sent you, then I think it could become like some revenge porn stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, if there is a hell.
Like, what happened to her? Did they tell you in the documentary what happened?
No, she's there. I mean, God bless her. She was a part of it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she shows zero remorse.
Really?
I mean, outside of you just have to see. I can't do it justice. She is so obtuse or evil or both. One of the two.
Yeah.
And this guy, I mean, it ruined his career in so many ways. Do you remember when the guy, Gulliver, the NFL player who said that he doesn't want to play with gay people, a Charger when he was drafted by them, like all of this because he believed this person who Monte Teo was a very private, religious Mormon guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of a perfect relationship for him that this person just wanted to get to know him. He confided in her and all this stuff. And on the day that his grandmother dies, she contacts him as a member of his family, of her, whatever. She contacts him as someone else, saying that she had died.
Mm.
And then this whole thing just spirals out of control.
All right, and it's on Netflix.
Two-part series, each is about an hour. Okay. It is difficult to watch at times because of how enraging it is, but I highly recommend
it. Okay, and spoiler alert, he's not gay.
He's not gay.
Okay, all right.
We can get him on and ask again.
Okay.
But think about that. Could you envision a scenario by which a host anywhere today would say, oh, are you gay?
No, I can't. I can't. All right. So Courtney's out watching all kinds of television, apparently. Chime is off, as is the case oftentimes on the text line.
Right.
There was somebody, one of these conspiracy people who said, is Chime really on vacation? Or is he suspended because you were upset yesterday with the way in which he was running the board? Chime is on vacation. He is not. And Chime was not running the board yesterday. Jackson was running the board.
Yes.
Jackson is filling in for Chime.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And if anybody was going to get suspended, it should have been me for not checking a cut that had an F-bomb in it. Oh, my God.
Sorry. 100%.
So Chime is. I think he said on the show. He's driving his mom's car to Florida.
Yeah.
Or something like
helping
that.
Helping her move or something like that.
They're jamming out right now.
Probably stopping at south of the border along the way.
That is a hike.
Have you ever driven to Florida?
No, I've never driven to Florida. That is a hike.
We might
this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't want to fly? Because the airlines suck?
Well, they definitely do. But we have Pudge and James. So I don't think we can get Pudge on the plane. So
why don't you just put Pudge in the baby Bjorn and pretend that he's another baby.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, they could save. You could save. You don't have to buy seats. You can just put Pudge in the baby Bjorn.
I love it. But it says it's 20 hours from our house.
Yeah.
That's a long one.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, with a newborn and a dog.
Well, that's what baby Tylenol's for.
God help me. No, thank you. Did you say earlier this morning when I arrived that you got the first full night's sleep from James Dubb?
I don't want to bother people. We'll do it right now before the audience grows
too. Sports! Wait
a minute. Is Curtis going to talk about his personal life now?
So I roll over and Jess is like pointing at her phone and I'm like thinking, oh my God, something happened, whatever. And it's that it was 3:45 in the morning and he never got up once in the middle of the night.
All
it
right.
was the greatest
amazing.
Feeling in the
Joy.
World.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I did
right.
a victory lap.
Yeah.
It was sensational. But
might not get another one for a while.
But I guess you could say the Pirates slept through the game last night.
And also, isn't it when I think you told me at one point when you get into bed, Jess is pretending to sleep through the night. Is that true?
I always see her go in the other room and get on the phone. I'm like, I don't even know what's happening.
All right. Anyway, on the show this morning, we will get to the news at 7:30, and Wiggy will be excited to find out what one DoorDash driver is apparently delivering as a side order. And then we will get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis and find out what is closing in New York City that should never close at 8. And Red Sox front office report with Chaim Bloom coming up at 9 on today's show.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Jackson, is there any singing in the song that you chose so maybe I could possibly identify it within the first 4 minutes?
Yes, sir, there is.
When do they start singing, whoever this band is?
After this little riff right here. Okay. About 15 seconds.
Next time, choose a song with an intro that's 4 minutes long. If you could.
I will do that.
How about 3 hours and 30 minutes?
They haven't started singing yet. I'm not hearing them singing at all.
What was that?
10 seconds.
Turn that off. Stop it. Turn it off. What is that?
That was Metallica.
Oh, what?
Did I sound like, no, Lars isn't the lead singer.
No, he's not.
What's the lead singer's name?
James Hetfield. Oh, I didn't sound like him? Singer of Metallica. You didn't sound anything like him at all, Wiggy. What is that song called?
That is called Atlas Rise.
Okay. Was that a hit?
It was a hit in my book.
I can tell you, no, it wasn't. I'll tell you that with no hesitation on my part. No, okay. It wasn't. It was never played on the radio until this moment. All right, the leads this morning are...
First for everything.
The leads this morning are brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win for you, and they mostly do. If you've been injured, get a free evaluation at 508-321-7000 or visit ketcheslaw.com. Are we giving Jackson a lead?
Sure, if you'd want to do it.
Do you have a lead?
I don't have a lead. I was not prepared for this.
We're not giving you a lead.
Okay.
That song was
well prepared this morning.
My work here is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave Jackson alone.
Oh, man. I got a text from Ken at 5. He's like, how'd yesterday go? And I was like,
You should have been like responding back. Boss man, you should have been listening, right?
Right. Went great. Jackson, well, you're a good guy.
A 978 texter says, how many vacation days are floating through that studio? When's the last time you had a full crew? If you're not aware, we've adopted flex time here at WEEI, which means that anybody can take any time they want off any time at all. It doesn't matter. There's no limit. It's the new world we live in.
My question is, and I mean this sincerely, I'm not asking it to be flipped. Can't Ken say, no, you can't take this day because X and X and X are already off? Or, like, we have a producer here, don't need to get into who has COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe we had already said you could have vacation, but we really need you. All hands on deck.
Yeah.
But no, like, tomorrow we have just Jackson because everybody's
excuse
sick.
Excuse me? Social distance, please?
That's a slippery slope. Plus, Ken, you know, where Ken leans, he's not saying no.
No. Ken, I mean, it's called flex time because you're allowed to flex your muscle and take as many days off as you want. God bless him. Yeah. All right. Well, Curtis, you want to get us started with your lead this morning?
We all know the Battle of Little Bighorn as Custer's last stand.
Yes.
And after the last...
Wiggy doesn't.
No.
Do you know who Custer was?
I do like Custer. I got some of that in Minnesota. I had no idea what it was.
That's custard.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Custer was?
This
is history.
Yeah, General Custer.
General Custer.
Yeah, he was... Wasn't he... Wasn't he a general for the southern states during the time of the Northern-Southern War to...
All right, we're going to get to Bill Belichick here.
Help black people be free.
I love Wiggy on history. It was not the Civil War.
No.
It has to be a regular segment.
He wasn't a Confederate general?
No, it was. It did not occur during the Civil War.
Not during the Civil War.
Anyway, we'll get to that later on. Okay. So I want you to hear this. Bert Breer says that Bill Belichick calling plays on offense is a bad thing. I disagree. Here's Bert yesterday.
Okay. Hello there.
To me, the most disjointed thing is like what's going to happen with the play caller. And I think one of the more telling things is what I've heard from Panthers people over the last couple of days, which is when the teams went into 2 minute, Bill Belichick was the one calling the offensive plays. So, you know, you've seen Joe Judge have that the walkie-talkie. You've seen Matt Patricia more often than not have the walkie-talkie. But the fact that Bill is sort of swooping in these 2 minute situations tells me either Bill's going to be the play caller, or they haven't made up their mind how they're going to handle this yet. And that, to me, is probably the scariest thing with the opener 3 weeks away.
So I disagree completely. I disagree so strongly that Bill Belichick's engagement in the offense, calling plays in key spots, is why I believe they're going to go 10-7.
Wow.
Official prediction.
Oh.
The Patriots will be a playoff team again. The Jets, dumpster fire. Everybody said they were on the come. The Miami Dolphins, we've all been watching the Patriots saying that they look like a high school team. Tua's having trouble. Their offense doesn't look great.
Okay, Curtis.
I like the Patriots starting out the year 2-0, beating the Dolphins, beating the Steelers.
Okay, hop on board. There's plenty of room.
Yep.
Wow.
Get on board.
That one threw me for a loop.
Now it's just Wiggy and Shime on this program who do not believe in the New England Patriots.
Bill Belichick is not going to allow himself to fail in this way.
Has anybody been saying that for the last five or six weeks?
Not just me and Shine, but if you look at...
My guy Greg, Battle of Little Big Horn.
If you look at the poll...
I was in the Battle of Little Hands. I don't know if you know that or not.
And if you look at the poll Curtis put up, I would you say 54% of the people around here probably agree with me and Shine because they don't think this team is a playoff team.
That's about even. Curtis. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So I don't necessarily agree with Curtis's take as far as I kind of more of the Albert Breer because you too many, what's the saying? Too many cooks in the kitchen means you don't have one real cook.
That's not the saying.
That is the saying.
No.
So here's what I will be looking for tomorrow night's game. And if you're a Pats fan, and this is kind of piggybacking off Curtis's lead a little bit. Who is the guy, if this is treated like a third preseason game and closest thing to, you know, a dress rehearsal for the regular season, is who is the guy that is on the walkie-talkie? Who is the guy that is...
Did I hear a Niner in there?
Sorry. You know, who is that guy that is calling the plays? Are they still doing this rotation of offensive coordinators? Is it Matt Patricia and one half? Is it Joe Judge in the other half? Because you can't have that on a football team. I've never in my career of playing football since college, high school, and in the pros had multiple guys calling plays throughout the game.
Uh-huh.
So I want to see if this is something that they're just trying out. But now with tomorrow's preseason game being the closest thing to a dress rehearsal that you can have, what is their approach? Or do we have to wait till the Vegas game where they treat that like the dress rehearsal to see are they really going to have this multiple play callers throughout the game? Or is this just something that, you know, Bill's doing to kind of throw everybody off the scent?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Last week, during my lead, we talked about Pirates rookie Rodolfo Castro, whose phone dropped out of his uniform when he slid into third base during a game. And everybody said, Greg, why do you care? Who cares? Everybody has their phone everywhere. It's a different time. We live in a different time. You're a boomer. Yesterday, Major League Baseball suspended him for one game and fined him for having his phone on him on the field. And the reason being is that you are not allowed to have any kind of an electronic device anywhere near the baseball field, unless you're the New York Yankees.
If you're Altuve with a buzzer on you.
Yes, correct. He's appealing.
Okay.
You okay with the suspension and the fine?
Yeah, because...
Or do you think we should Major League Baseball change that rule and adapt to society where currently in society, I don't know if you've noticed, but everyone is on their phone at all times.
Wait, hold on. I got to reply to this text.
I think that if, you know, obviously if that's the Major League Baseball rule that you can't have phones because of, for whatever reason, right, for possible cheating situations, I'm cool with that. He should know better. Like, dude, you can't, like, leave your phone in your locker. I mean, you're playing a game. It's like, and I understand baseball is a little bit different because it's a lot slow and you could sit in the dugout. Maybe, you know, you're not up at all this inning. But just leave your phone in the locker until you get back. I mean, that's what we did, even though I didn't play in an era where.
But what if you're a DH and you literally do nothing for hours at a time?
Watch the game.
I would be on IG. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could take those 3 or 4 or 7 hours off because you're being paid $1 million, you know, or $10 million right. a season. I mean,
it's healthier than sunflower.
What are you like now, Pablo Sandoval, and you're sliding through girls' DMs like because you're not playing?
What if you got into Twitch on the broadcast and you could ask, you know, JD Martinez questions yeah. during the game?
Okay, now you that's engaging, right?
Yeah.
If you can engage me into the game behind the scenes from the dugout, but I think they could probably come up with you know, like a team cell phone that they could use. God doesn't need his personal
what?
Cell phone.
Like a team burner phone?
Although, you know how, like, you know how when you work at some place.
That phone has block times
right.
number.
That way the married guys can be texting chicks during the game.
You know how when you work at some places, they give you a work phone, say, hey, you just use this for work? That could be like, hey, when you come into the dugout here, just put up some videos, and the only thing it's connected to is the team's social media.
All right. Well, we live in different times.
Yeah, we
so
do.
Maybe we need to understand that people must have their phones with them at every moment and must be on them at all times. All right. Those are today's leads. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And quick reminder, if you cannot listen to this show and this station on the radio for some reason, you can stream it every single day at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app and listen to us from wherever you happen to be.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't be left out. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Foyer is on the phone. I don't know if he's calling about one of the leads or about Wiggy suggesting at the beginning of the show that it is a douche move to complain about free food being left in the studio. So we'll get to him in a second. Red Sox front office report at 9 this morning with Chaim Bloom. And the Red Sox, Curtis, are streaking.
I mean, all aboard.
Hop on before it's too late.
They're back to neutral. 500. Mm-hmm. 40 games left. Look out.
Listen, they're about to sweep a very good Pirates team.
Vaunted.
So get excited. Get very excited. We'll talk to Chaim Bloom at 9. And here's my guy, Foyer. Christian, what's up? You up? What are you doing up so early?
Hey. I am on my way to St. Elizabeth's Hospital to get a nice injection in my lower back for a couple of herniated discs that I have. So I'm up and ready to get medicated.
Yeah, that's excellent. A dancing on the boat, man.
Oh, were you calling about Wiggy suggest?
Exactly.
Yes, that's true. You were not only were you dancing,
right.
But you delivered a beautiful birthday cake to your wife, and it was a big cake. It was probably too heavy for you to lift at this point. You need a trainer.
Yeah,
like
God,
if
Greg.
You want, I am going. Let me tell you something. Foyer is generally considered to be the guy around this place who's in the best shape.
By far.
I am giving him a run for his money by December. Oh. By December, the two of us will do a no shirts picture for everybody. Huh? We'll see who looks better.
Okay. Can you wear Christian's shirt?
Done. Done. I'm totally done. Like, if you will promise me you'll actually take your shirt off, and I also feel like you have to be oiled up, like the old school bodybuilders.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way. And then I think you should shave your chest. I think you should legit, shave it down and then get a tan.
We're going to need more wax.
If he really wants his pecs to pop, he should shave it.
Yeah, all right. I trim the thing. Listen, I manscape. I mean, let's be honest.
What is it about Super Bowl winning tight ends that get you to take your shirt off and put oil on?
Oh, that's true. Gronk got me to take my shirt off. Gronk will be up in the studio the first couple of months I was here. What are you calling about, Foyer?
Oh, two things. One, I think the Wiki on History is a fabulous idea. Think of, the Comedy Central show, Drunk History, if you've ever seen that show.
Yes,
they get
wasted,
and then they describe moments in history. But you don't need any alcohol for this one.
Nope.
You just bring up some random historic event and let Wiki describe it. Gold, okay?
Perfect.
Two, the second thing that actually, because it kind of, I was driving and it kind of moved a little bit on me when I heard Breer talking about Bill calling the plays. Isn't that the best alternative? Mm. That makes me, when I heard that, I was like, well, I can live with that. I can live with that alternative. I know Wiggy probably is not a huge fan of it, but the alternative being Joe Judge or Matt Patricia and this whole process thing, I much rather have Bill call the plays and that transition and be able to sleep at night knowing that you have a better chance with him calling the plays than you do Matt Patricia, who is supposed to be the offensive line coach. I don't know how he's going to do that. And Joe Judge, who is the quarterback's coach, who should be able to do it, but I don't think he's going to be any good at it.
Yeah.
I think that's what great news. That's great news for Patriots fans.
So, Christian, let me ask you this. Like myself, you've been in many of offenses, and I don't know if I've never seen this before where a defensive guy his whole career, whether it's Belichick, Matt Patricia, now becomes the play caller on Sunday. What makes you, I know Bill's the greatest coach ever, but what makes you think he's going to be great at something he's never done before?
Wiggy thinks he had nothing to do with the offense the last 20 years.
No. He had a lot to do.
And he was there.
No.
And he was there for
Christian
it.
Will tell you it's Christian will tell you, please tell them that it's different installing or being part of the offense than it is calling it on Sundays.
Well, I will say that it is, because sometimes, random people install certain situations. You'll have a certain coach install third down and then red zone. It's not always one person. It'll be four different coaches will install those situational aspects of the game. But I would say you're not talking about Steve Spagnuolo. We're not talking about John Fox. We're talking about Bill Belichick. So, and maybe it's my blind faith that he can do whatever he wants to do and he'll be successful at it. And then, I don't know, Wiggy, if you've ever grabbed a defensive player's playbook, okay? And, because one time I grabbed, somebody's playbook. I was like, let me see what it looks like. And I was horrified. I didn't understand anything.
Right.
Nothing. It's everything was backwards. I was like, why? What does this mean? What is doing with this guy? Oh, that's the tight end. I'm like, that's me? What am I doing? The way they see things is so different. But I think the one guy that could literally flip everything in his head and just transfer like offensive, you know, schemes and, you know, tendencies in his head in real time, like a savant, is Bill. Like, I actually feel like this whole process they're talking about is Bill trying to, like, okay, do I trust them calling the plays? It's one of those things, like, I really feel like he's like, give it back. You can't handle it. Like, you can't, it's too much for you.
Now,
like, it's like a kid, like, you can't handle it, so I'm just going to take it from you until I feel like you've earned it or you've learned how to do it.
Christian, are you on board with Curtis and myself that this is a playoff team? Curtis said 10 wins. It's a playoff team.
Well, I've said 10 wins all along because what I like to do is, do I think they can lose 9 games? I don't think they can lose 9 games. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think they're a fringe team. I think they're one of those teams that they're in it. They hover around 500. Thanksgiving comes. You know, they get an edge and then they beat somebody they're supposed to lose to. Next thing you know, it comes down to the last 3 games of the season, and you're hoping that they get some luck. Like, it'll be close, but they're not going to be out of it in, like, October. Like, no freaking way. Even what I think is a debacle of an offensive scheme going on right now, that's a whole nother issue. But what perked my interest was the fact that, like, if Bill calls the plays, how glorious would that be? Like, awesome. How glorious.
Yeah, it'll be great. Before you go get your
birthday present.
Before you get your shot, good thing with the fights yesterday shows the teams stepping up for one another. They're a close knit unit, or a bad thing. This is what bad teams do. Where do you land on that?
Well, I blame this on the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. Like, I blame this. I think this is an example of some flat, like, college coach trying to, like, hey, we're going up to New England and take on the best in the world. Let's do it. We're not going to take nothing from these guys. And so the team, you know, they respond to him, and they think it's like, you know, they, like, it's like a tough guy competition, and instead of, like, really protecting each other, and they all act like asses. Like, I think that's all Carolina. Like, you'll never see Matt Rhule's ass up here again in his life. Like, that's a coaching thing.
And then finally from me, do you want the food left around so people can eat it, or do you want the food taken out at the end of Timeout Tuesday? I'll do either.
I would like the food to be taken out. I think it's the food. First of all, for us, it's never good by the time we get there.
Yeah.
So, and we don't know whose food it is. We don't know how long it's been there. And we don't know if anybody's messing with it. So nobody trusts it. Like,
wait a minute. What do you need? What do you guys need? A food taster?
Sounds like it.
What is this? King Foyer? What?
Well, Ken comes in and tastes it.
I want everyone to taste it before I don't want to die.
Wiggy said it was a douche move.
We need to work on Wiggy history. Wiggy history has got to be a segment.
All right. All right, Christian. Great to talk to you. Good luck. Christian Foyer from the afternoon show.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 6. He and Angry Lou and Mego.
Don't like when you leave food behind, but they are on the Bill calling the plays train.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see, because I just, you know, and Christian's right. When you look at a defensive playbook, everything is like completely in the other direction. All your time, you're like, what? What's going on here? I mean, you understand coverages as an offensive player in front. But it's vice versa if you give a defensive guy an offensive playbook. And I know Bill's the greatest to ever do it. But when you look at, like, Bill understands offenses and installing, Christian's right, there are people who install third downs, there are different coaches. But when you actually get in the game on Sunday and you're calling the plays, that's a different feel. I've been around a lot of offensive coordinators where they're looking at the play sheet like, what am I doing here?
All right, speaking of what are we doing, it is coming up at 8 this morning, and something has closed in New York City that should never close. It's because of the pandemic. And so we'll get to that with Chris Curtis coming up at 8 on today's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.